cops.
Come on.
We gonna wake up at my house.
You mad if they say hello to you? What the fuck you? That was my girlfriend.
You just said that white nigga for real.
It's why the fuck would we want to get burned?
It's called respect. Nigga, that bitch for red, so I don't want you. You think you know her?
Let's go.
We gonna wait for the police to come. Since you hit girls now.
Let's go.
We gonna wait for the police to come.
First of all, look at you. I'm getting him off of you and I get body slammed. If I didn't have that nigga by the chain, he would have choked me and threw me out the house. I'm getting him off of you.
Don't touch me. So the cops are here.
Yeah, that's how you treat your family.
Don't touch me so the cops are here.
Why seven bitches and you dumb motherfucker? I'm gonna bring everything in this bitch on house.
You mad if they say hello to you? What the fuck?
I didn't touch you. I didn't disrespect you.
So
we gonna wait for the cops since you hit girls today. You gonna go to jail.
Okay, Blueface baby. Okay, there's another video. I can't find it. I'm trying to find the audio for the video. Murder and Smoke Podcast, welcome back. How y'all doing? How y'all doing today? I just seen the other video that came out. It's on IG. That's some bullshit. Like, okay, first off, my first view on this, I was like, nah, you know, I didn't know whose live it was. So, like, you know, that was very important in this whole situation, like, that you could swing. Now, Blueface would be 100% wrong if he was on live. But this ain't Blueface live. This is his mother's live. So his mother's going live. His sister was going live. Now, your mother and your sister are going live about an altercation that's going on with you. Blueface is huge right now. So obviously this is some, because if I went over to where my parents live at and I got into it with my stepmother and my sisters, or you know what I'm saying, I don't think they're gonna start going live to try to, you know what I'm saying? Now, of course you like, yeah, of course not. Who the fuck are you? Exactly though. That's exactly what I mean. Like, what is the, if y'all getting into it, what the hell you need to go live for, any, you know what I'm saying? First off, I seen a video where he gave her $10,000, you know, and one thing I say, you know, when it goes back, I don't know how far, you know, y'all, my listeners or, you know, that been with me a while that heard the one, the story I did on NBA Youngboy and his mother. Now, we all been at that age, you know, if you older, if you like in your 20s, you know, you been at that stage where it was like, damn, even like your folks was even trying to get you to get up out of there, or they was trying to get you to get up out of there or get your own spot, or you just felt like, you know, getting your own shit yourself. You felt like you like trapped in a crib, especially if you was a person that really wanted to get out. Some people was so messed up that they didn't get a chance to, like, shit, man, I want to leave, but I ain't got the bread. But then you start to feel that little bit of force, you know, coming from your mother, you know what I'm saying? And, or your father, whoever you're staying with. And if Blueface was sleeping in his car, it's a lot of shit that he gonna feel, man. And if you look around, there's other kids coming out that went to school with him. Remember the nigga Blueface was a. If you look at the highlights, the nigga Blueface was a. He could have went pro. He could have really went pro. Like this. You could tell this rap shit just literally happened for him. You know what I'm saying? Now I did hear the sister say something about all them football camps or some shit like that. You know that she was paying for. You know, so that's support, you know, so I can say that's honestly support. But you as mother though, where else was he gonna get that support at? A football camp is to go at that age, you helping at that age, you really entitled. Like, a person ain't really grown right there. You at the end of high school, so that's what you're for. Like, you supposed to You know, especially this day and age, Blueface, what, probably, what, 19, 20 or something? So his mother looked like she can't be no more than probably like 41, 42. His mother looked young as shit. So now clearly, you seen what Blueface said. I bet you don't none of y'all mothers be on live. Wrong. He's wrong. Because that's the new thing. That's the new thing with these mothers. The damn mothers on Instagram and all this other shit more than the damn young girls. You and your 16, 17-year-old daughters on the Instagram the same. And that's ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? That's ridiculous. It's like, for the mothers. Like, it just shows you, like, where the world at far as, nigga, everybody on their phone, everybody on Instagram. Like, it ain't just certain people, how they try to make it like, oh, you young motherfuckers always on your phone. Nigga, everybody on their damn phone. Nigga, the phone has become crack. You know what I'm saying? You need the fucking phone. Like, that shit has become crack. You know, like, nobody, niggas, people can't stay on their phone. Now I say that to basically, you know, to bring you to what my point is, like, of where Blueface mind frame is at. If you slept in your car, you know how hard it is to sleep in your car? If you sleep in your car, like, that's some man shit right there. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's some of the hardest shit that you gonna go through. And if your mother let you sleep in the car, your mother, you know what I'm saying? Now he could have been a wild ass nigga. He could have been a nigga that, you know, always had bitches over or different bitches, and the bitches was coming in the house stealing or you know, all kind of shit could have been in there. So we still not gonna pound the mother for that. But, like, you know, and still, when I first seen this video, I still said, hey, Blueface, you wrong. Mom Dukes, like me, I would have took my bitches and I'd have been like, hey, babe, let's go. We going upstairs. I'd have locked the door and I'd have said, hey, y'all do y'all thing. I ain't never about to put Mom Dukes out, regardless of what's going on. Ain't no way I'm gonna put my mother out. You know what I'm saying? So that's where I say, okay, bro, you wrong. You know what I'm saying? But when you see that video, nigga, you couldn't, if a motherfucker in your shit doing that, like, if they would have probably went in the room and chilled or something, they fuck around, kicked the door down. Like, that's how lit they was. Like, they was, just, his sister was walking around on couches, and then the sister dead wrong. The sister dead wrong. That, what she said, I'm about to fight her. I'm about to go fight her just because. Man, that's a universal term, nigga. We use that shit out here. Cali, North Carolina, every motherfucker way in the world, that's a universal term. That's meaning you gonna whoop a nigga ass or whoop a bitch ass just because. Like it says, just cause. You feel played with, or you feel like they ain't giving you your just due. But it was some slight shit because that's why you saying just because. That's if it was a reason to whoop their ass, you would have whooped their ass. You see what I'm saying? That's the reason why you put the, yeah, just cause, bro. Nah, fuck that. He ain't had to do that shit. Just, I'm about to whoop that just cause, bro. Just, you see what I'm saying? Nigga ain't even put the ketchup in there. Nah, man. Just cause, man. Just, you know what I'm saying? Or better yet, like a situation where, like, what's going on? She getting into it. She blown with her brother. So, like, you know what? Let's fuck it. Let's go. Fuck it. Let's go. We gonna get into it with her because we mad with him. But we ain't about to fight him, so you know what? Fuck it. I'm about to just beat the shit out of one of these broads. So you dead ass wrong with it right there. That video right there ends it all. And it's crazy he had to put it out. This internet shit is crazy. The other day I was watching Lucci and Regine. They going back and forth direct messaging on the Insta story so the Shade Room can get it. Like, what? Nah, call my phone. I don't want to deal with nobody. If anybody listen to this, like, you know, I don't want to deal with nobody that's gonna do that, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't DM, like, if you got something to say to me, say that shit to me. Like, fuck trying to get a nigga to read a tweet or read a, you know what I'm saying? Like, fuck, get off the internet with that type shit. Like, come holler at the person. Talk to the person about what's going on and what you need to do. That's all you need. You know what I'm saying? Like, that, all this internet shit is crazy, man. Like what the hell was the need? What was the need for his mother to go live? What were you trying to accomplish going live? You know what I'm saying? Like you, and then they don't even realize they in a big ass house. Of course, he got a camera in that motherfucker, so he can see what's going on. Seeing somebody breaking that bitch, he can see all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, bro. Like, you going live? I just don't understand. And then this nigga mother, like, that's crazy. His mother went live. Like, who the fuck was on his mother's live? How many people his mother's age got is out here on the gram and at that going live? You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? Like, I bet you we go to his mother page. She probably got about 50-60K followers. Cause I think he only had like a million or something. You know, I'm not sure. But like, why though? Like that's to me, that's some wild ass shit, man. That's some wild ass shit that, like, everything gotta hit the internet, man. It's like, if it ain't hit the internet, that shit ain't even happen. And something like this, man, like, but I feel him. I feel what he said, man, like, at the way he said, fuck the fans. That's why I made it for the money. I feel him 100%, man, because, but honestly, I feel him, but I don't, because if you know this industry and you know this world, if you're watching what's going on, the people in the comment section don't give a fuck about what's happening, man. They're just talking. They're just talking because they got lips. They're keyboards. They're on the internet all day. They're on the Instagram all day. They just comment because they want to comment. Them people ain't forgetting shit. You could do whatever you want and drop an album tomorrow. This shit gonna be back settled, man. You know, I don't support what Blueface did, but I'm telling you, he not wrong. And if you think about it, one angle that I seen, it seemed like maybe they really didn't have a place to go. Cause she said, till my apartment is ready, which was gonna be ready tomorrow. What? That don't even make no sense. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that don't even make no sense. Like, that looked like and you heard him say it to his mother. He said, I told her I was going to have a place for her to stay. You see what I'm saying? So, that's crazy, man. See, mom need to get old girl out the house so she could do her thing. You know what I'm saying? Because right now they in each other's way. She's sneaking a nigga in. She mother sneaking a nigga in. Niggas going out. You know, they trying to hide it from everybody. They trying to hide it from each other. You know what I'm saying? That's what's going on, man. I mean, like, you can't help me. I mean, his mother beautiful. She be like, look at the way she turned the camera back. She pretty as shit. You know, I can't really see his sister. I seen her walking. You can see like the bottom there. She like, she fat. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she look, they, you know what I'm saying? That's what it is. She need old girl to get her own shit. So she can be in that joint. Old girl Jody right now. You need to get about the house. You know what I'm saying? Go stay with your brother. He's famous. You know what I'm saying? That's what that was. It looked like the mother was on some dropping off shit. And then she gonna say, we're gonna stay here until the police. Who says that to their son? When you stay till the police come, nigga, that's basically like saying, we family, we blood. I die for both of y'all. Why the hell do we need the police to settle anything between us? You see what I'm saying? Like, that right there would have probably forced me to push the shit out one of them and lock the door. Real live. That would have made me real live. Snap. Because they was doing too much talking and shit. If I was Blueface, I would have snuck up on their ass and I would have got them phones out their hand, ent them fucking lives, and then I'd have been like, get the fuck out my house. Because now you have no point of doing what you're doing this for. Now, you're doing all this bullshit because you want the live to see it. Hey, your live turning up, everything streaming. I mean, you know, everybody checking out. They say the sister got a modeling career. She trying to get started. You see what I'm saying? You wanted all of that for that. So I would have ended that. I guarantee if he'd have got to them phones and got them lives in, they would have rolled out. They would have got the fuck because it would have been nothing to do that shit for. You know what I'm saying? I understand he probably couldn't. He could, but he got pretty close. He got pretty close to the live, and I'm like, why he just grabbed the phone? Because if you think about it, that end shit. A nigga is gonna go 10 times harder when he got that phone in his hand. If niggas approach you with a phone out and they try to fight you or something, snatch that motherfucker phone out of his hand, and I bet you that nigga changed his shit up. I guarantee you, because niggas is doing shit for the gram, bro. They like that's niggas only. Niggas plot was we gonna do this shit and record it. The record meant more than the fucking joke than what the situation was. You know what I'm saying? I guarantee if he'd have snatched that motherfucking phone out of her hand, that shit would have ended. They'd probably still been cussing and shit, but they'd have got the fuck out of there because then, well, now it would have turned into give me back my phone. I'd be like, you want your phone back? Go outside the house. And then I'd be like, oh, no, I'm not leaving so I get my phone. I'm like, go by the door and I'm going to give you your phone. Straight like that. We do not need to call the police. You are my mother. Why are you calling the police on me? You are my mother in my house. You coming over here to drop my sister off. What the fuck are you calling the police for? What is the police going to do? Someone says you hit girls. Talking about one of his sisters. What? Never in the history of the world have I heard about a brother getting locked up for hitting his sister. That shit all the time, nigga. Mom, you supposed to handle that. But nah, you said he trying to motherfucking get shit recorded. And then the kill me part is when she turned around and tried to like get him into the line. I'm like, what? That's crazy that you gotta go through some shit. Like that right there. Man, I would trip. I would trip the fuck out, man. I would trip the fuck out if that happened to me. Like, what? You know what I'm saying? I can't believe that shit, man. But like I said, man, hopefully, you know, this, like I said, this shit ain't about to be about nothing. You know, this is for his sisters to try to, you know, get them a little more fame and, you know, and shit like that for what they got going. I don't think this shit gonna affect the nigga Blueface, like, in no kind of way for real. Like, you know, like I said, he for the money anyway, and he in a perfect zone of clout girl. Like he for what he does, he's in the perfect era for it. Like, of course, if he was like rapping in like 2000 or something, they'd be like, man, what the fuck is this? You know what I'm saying? But he's in the like, I don't even know if he would have made it like with Chief Keef and them, like, you know what I'm saying? I don't even think he would have made it like in Chief Keef and them era, because like his shit is really crazy. Like, he now it's to a point with the music, it's like I said, if you can sound the weirdest or the most different, then that's when they'll fuck with you. But if you got that same with a Glock and the pop, you got that same flow. They not fucking with that shit, bro. And you gotta be young, man. Like, that shit is for the youth. Like, they not signing. Like, think about that freshman class. Like, I think they had like one nigga over like 23 or whatever. And then, like, you know, I think Dave East might have been like the oldest person ever to make one of them jokes at like 28. So, like, I don't know. Like, nowadays, it look like they want kids on that job, man. Like, these people are kids, man. 21, 22. They not even, you know what I'm saying? Like, they want to have a 16, 17-year-old person on there. You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit is way different. But my next, I wanted to get into the Lil Nas situation. And that 50 Cent Young Buck shit. Man, I ain't gonna hold you, man. That situation has gotten way out of hand, man. Way out of hand. Like, 50 Cent should not be playing with that man. He should not be playing with that man like that. Like, that ain't right, man. Like, that ain't, that is, that ain't right, man. He shouldn't be playing with dude. He shouldn't be playing with dude that much. That ain't right, man. Like, that ain't a good thing. You know, playing with him with the, you know, being gay and stuff like that ain't right, man. I wish he would really, really, like, reconsider that shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, reconsider doing. I mean, but the damage is done. He's already done. And sometimes a little bit of what I took a tour on Young Buck Page last night, and I just was looking at a little bit of it. I was just thinking, like, man, maybe that shit fake. Maybe that's a fake beat. Maybe he doing that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because the shit that Young Buck was saying, like, me, if a nigga was playing around calling me gay and saying shit like that or whatever, like, it wouldn't be no more talking for me. Like, it wouldn't be no more talking. Like, it would be nothing else for me to say to him over the internet when you get to start playing with my manhood and challenging my manhood. I'm pretty sure Buck got kids out here. You know what I'm saying? Pretty sure he got a kid or, you know, he probably got a little girl or something, like, you know what I'm saying? Probably hurt his father, hurt his son the most. If he has a son, but nah, man, like, come on, man, Buck, y'all like a grown ass man. This ain't no little 19-year-old boy you playing with. This a grown man, and that's disrespectful. But now, I ain't gonna lie, I see the Young Buck pick with the little Nas boy. That was. They said that was weeks ago, or whatever. But they had something came out saying that he attended the gay pride. You know, and like I said, one thing I will say this. In the Power Rangers movie this year, they had the first gay character. And that was done on purpose. You see, if you ask me, that's what you call adding a little sugar to it. You know what I mean? They had to add a little sugar to, you know, like the, and like I said, Obama got these, I don't want to call them a bad name, but, you know, the gay community, he got them feeling like they rule shit. You know what I'm saying? If you notice, remember, I've said this in a few podcasts, it's like, if you notice, like, Trump don't pay no attention to that shit. Like, that's why the outbreaks are more, because they try to get, like, when I'm about to call him LeBron, when Obama was in office, then, like, that gay shit, it was just, everything was, oh, gay, gay, gay. But it wasn't even as much. It was there, but it wasn't even much. Now it's years after he's gone, so now they're like, we're not getting as much attention. And that's why it's so much, we didn't like Black Panther. It wasn't enough gay stuff. That movie, we need put, you know, it needs to be a little more gayer. They got something else that just came out. I can't think of what it is, but it's like another gay character, like, that they just added something that was like a classic that we remember. Now they got they forced a gay person on us. You know, it's just crazy how that shit is really being forced. Because this is the thing, this is where I stand 100% beside Boosie. I don't want my 15-year-old sister or my 14-year-old sister, or my 12-year-old sister, even fucking thinking about gay or not now. You know what I'm saying? That shit should not be in the cartoons. Why is that gay shit in the cartoons, bro? You got a gay Power Ranger? Why? Them Power Rangers was young as shit. Now, I don't know how old they was in the new movie, but the Power Rangers were young. They were kids. They shouldn't even have been fucking. So if you know, if a motherfucker out here talking about they gay or not and all this bullshit at 7, how does he know? How does he know? Because you know why? Little Kermit on fucking Father Son or something, one of them little fucking bullshit shows, he's gay. So you putting it in their mind, oh, okay. They're not even getting a chance to feel the, am I really gay? Am I gay? Or no, or I just want to be cool like my favorite character in the show. You see what I'm saying? they not even if you let them go past that, they'll never see that shit. Then it's like if a nigga turn gay, it's like, oh damn. Okay, well, hey. It is what it is, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, why put that shit in they, you know what I'm saying? Like, why? All these little, like, they say with the Sonic the Hedgehog movie that's coming, they want a little bit more for that community. You know what I'm saying? It's like, everything is just, you know what I'm saying? Everything is just washed towards that side now. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't no more. Even with the men, it's like when, I forgot what it was, but it was something that was on the Shade Room, and it was basically like a lot of people were saying in the comments that, you know, like the masculine man is like non-existent anymore. Like, it doesn't matter to be, you know, like I said, like these 18, 19-year-old boys, even the ones that ain't gay, they pussy. You know what I'm saying? Like, they soft, don't want to do shit, don't want to motherfucking take, they rather sit around and watch a girl take the trash out and wash a car, change a tire, than, what? If a nigga sit around, I told my sister, hey, if a nigga sit in the car while you change that tire, I want you to change that tire, and I want you to drive him straight to my house so I can fuck that nigga up. Because they being taught this gay shit and this sub, man, you been, and they wonder why these young girls that 17, 18, 19, 20, they wonder why they can't find no real nigga. He a real nigga, he just a pussy. That's all it is, because he ain't had to do nothing at home. You know why? Because his mother was on Instagram. His mother was on Instagram, and when his father was probably locked, his mother was on Instagram, and she wasn't teaching him nothing. So he don't know how to be a man. All he know how to do is talk shit, talk, argue back, because he hearing his mother argue all day. So he good with arguing back. And then a lot of the mothers, their relationship with their son is almost like if they fucking them. I'm sorry to be blunt. Hey, that's a boy. He need to be in here cleaning his house and getting these dishes done. You got him with pretty little barrettes in his hand, stuff running around playing with little horsies. Nah, that shit start early. How long you gonna wait? You gonna wait till we 20? And now you like, it's time for you to be a man. This ain't Don't Be a Menace. That shit start from a youngin'. You see that little young, that little bony African boy? That be, I don't know who he is. I think he's Jamaican. And he be like, they be showing videos of him like coaching other little babies and shit. Like, you have to be strong. You have to move like a man. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what country he from. The sound like Jamaica or something like that. But it's a little strong ass boy. He can't be no more than like 8, 9 years old. You think he just learned that? That was that man's parents. The real MVPs is the niggas that raised him. The motherfuckers that he was around, those are niggas that need to be dapped up. Like, hey, good shit, nigga, good shit. Because that's some good shit. You know what I'm saying? The type man I am, and the type man a lot of my, you know, people that I know around me, and on the taxes that they, I can look at their parents, and I can look at my mother and say, thank you. You know what I'm saying? This is the reason why I'm okay with doing this, and he's not. Because of what he went through in his household. You see what I'm saying? That should be all about how you brought up. Some niggas is not brought up about with hustling. You know what I'm saying? One of my ex-girlfriends, I used to argue with me, used to argue all the time because how hard I wanted to go on, you know, one of my siblings. Not go on him as in go on him, but I wanted to go hard on him to turn him into, or her into, a money person. Like, I want you to be about your paper. That's how we come up. I got that shit from my father. I watched this nigga sick as shit, fucked up. He's still getting up. It's all 100 excuses not to go to work. He getting up, gone. This nigga gone before we wake up. So in my mind, I was like, man, you know what, man? That's how I got carried. I got to be one of them because that's what I seen. That's what I watched and seen. But if your father laying around the house all day playing 2K, chances are by the time you get 18, 19, that's all the fuck you going to be doing. You know what I'm saying? So like I said, watch who you putting, watch who you having babies with, and watch who you putting around your kids. You know, because a lot, like, that's the new thing too. Have a baby and then leave them. Like, you know what I'm saying? Nobody wants, motherfuckers be quick to become a baby mother. Quick. You knew you shouldn't have had the damn baby in the first place. Now tomorrow he don't want you. And that's the problem. That's where all the broken, messed up. Now this little Nas boy, he comes out the last day of Pride Month, says he's gay. Now, sometimes I say, when you announce something to the internet, you got 50% that's gonna be with you, and you got 50% that's gonna be against it. This is one of those situations where I think he just broke even in the middle. Because now he got the sad emojis up, and he posted all these sad, stop saying this gay stuff to me. And hey, they didn't rock with it like they thought. What's the other guy named? The dude that make all the vicious ass, wild, crazy music. The nigga that dropped in Tyler the Creator. When Tyler the Creator came out saying that wild shit. I think he's gay, right? When Tyler the Creator came out and said that shit, niggas kind of rock with him. In this situation, they didn't rock with him. Now, what I will say again, that I've been saying for a while, I've been saying for about a year, we coming up on our 1 year anniversary. I told you, them celebrities be in them comments more than you think, man. They be in them comments more. And now I'm starting to think that maybe they do have some little extra pages that they sign on to, or they can just, you know, exit out and go into a fake fan page and shit, the comment shit. Like, it gotta be, man. It really has to be, man, because, like, you know, like, look at Nicki Minaj today. She responded in the same day. You know what I'm saying? Like, you responded, you posted something today, and you're responding in the same day about something that was said in the comments. Again, rap is boring as fuck. If you ain't an album, or once you make that album, you drop that, it ain't shit to do. It ain't shit to do. Hope, thank God, you know, she rich. So, you know, since she chilling, but obviously, she has a lot of time. I honestly don't think that even Will Smith would even have the time to come back and comment like, oh, nah, fuck y'all. I see y'all was going on me. Fuck y'all. I don't even think that he would have the time. You know what I'm saying? So it just shows you like where, like what, like what's really up? Like they don't really have the time, and like, you know, they're not as busy as they make it seem. That shit is a lie. Like obviously, they phone in their hand 90% of the time, just like ours. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know, man. Like I said, shout out to Lil Nas, man. You know. But I don't know. Like, this is actually, now I ain't gonna lie. Like I said, his record's been going crazy. Because once you combine, like, country and, well, you go to, well, once you combine that shit and cowboy boots and all that bullshit, once you get the combine of that, that's huge for the culture anyway, because you got two different genres of music. And then when the white boy or whoever, I'm so lost with the names, I thought Cyrus or something was a damn woman or some shit like that. But when the Billy Boy Cyrus dude jumped on it, that just turned it. Like, that put a whole, you had the white boys Like, you can play that motherfucker anywhere, like, with the horses in the back. Like, that joint get to crank it. Like, we was at my boy Kurt Mother 50th. They threw that joint on, and, like, it, man, it lit that joint rocking in a club. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know about in the serious clubs. Like, I ain't been out in the club, like, Bliss or nothing like that. I don't know if they rocking in there, but I would imagine they do because it's, it kind of, like, get to cranking, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I don't know, like I said, when they're releasing it, but yeah, man, like, I mean, of course, he already took the money, so he gonna be rich, you know what I'm saying? He gonna be rich, and like I said, what's next for him is I think he should have just waited, or maybe, I don't know, man, I, like I said, because it's like, everything he says is going to be questionable, like, how they asked him, like, oh, so is that what you was talking about when you was talking about ride till you can't no more? You know what I'm saying? Like, now I think that's going to hurt him when he goes to write his music, because it's going to be like, I don't want to say that now. Like, I'm talking about, I seen real dudes singing the shit out that, right till I came. No, I, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers was singing the shit out that shit. and you have no idea. No one will ever know. Like, he told me something. Yeah, the song was literally about horses. I don't know, man. But like he said, he also said he felt that he was dead obvious with him being gay. Brokeback Mountain, Cowboys, ring a bell? I don't know, man. But like I said, shout out to Lil Nas. You don't want to, definitely don't want to bash any of them. Like I said, I support anybody, you know, that's being themselves and everything. But I just feel like they forcing that shit on the young people too much, man. It's too much. Like 6-year-old Jonathan should not know that he wants to be gay now. Like, come on, man. It's getting ridiculous. Tighten up.